songs you could sing along to on 4CC. Well, the project West of Gladstone will be the largest of its type in the world. And we're talking about the hydrogen equipment facility. And g'day to Minister Glenn Butcher joining us this morning. Mate, this was huge yesterday.
Yeah, and a really, really big day in Gladstone yesterday. We had the Premier in town. We had Twiggy Forrest. We had the Deputy Premier, the Treasurer, the Energy Minister, and myself as Manufacturing Minister. So it was a huge day with a really, really promising announcement. So the first stage of a six-stage manufacturing hub, I guess you could call it, which is absolutely a game changer. We've been talking a lot about hydrogen in Gladstone over the last 12 to 18 months.
Sure.
But this side of things is not just the hydrogen side of it. It's actually making the stuff that makes hydrogen. So the equalizers, the electrolyzers, I've been all over the place this morning. The electrolyzer we'll be making are now going to be made in Gladstone. Twiggy Forrest investing $115 million to get the facility up and running.
Yep.
And that's first stage, as I said, and he anticipates in spending over $1 billion of investment in Gladstone alone, not only for hydrogen manufacturing, but renewable manufacturing. So he's talking about making the cables that end up in solar farms. He's talking about making batteries. He's even talking about making wind turbines in the big wind farms that you see. He wants to make those in Gladstone as well. So huge announcement, huge opportunity for workers, huge opportunity for our young people to get apprenticeships in the industry. And certainly, you know, traditional owners and those others are looking for those jobs of the future.
More than 300 jobs to kick off with is what the stats are saying at the moment, but there'll be thousands more in the future, like you just mentioned.
Yeah, so obviously construction jobs to get it all going, but this first phase will only have about 53 people, but in saying that, that's 53 jobs in Gladstone. And then as he said yesterday, Twiggy Forrest, by the time he's finished this in the next decade, there'll be over 1,000 jobs and over $1 billion spent in infrastructure.
Yeah, there was a bit of going on this morning. A couple of people saying, oh, you know what's going to happen here in Gladstone? Like, bang, it's, you know, there's going to be another boom. But this is over a bit of a period. It's not something that's going to go bang straight away, is it?
No, that's right, Hammer. You know, we've seen the LNG industry come. There was $65 billion worth of investment all up and running within 12 months and then 4 years of construction, which was absolutely massive. This is the manufacturing side of renewables in Australia, and not only renewables to make for Australia, but also for export. So we're going to start to export. So this will ramp up over, as I said, over the decade, and this is a starting point. So a nice strategic way of doing it. This way we can continue to work with government on, you know, what we actually need, and a lot of people are concerned about the housing side of things. That will all play out under this strategy and our hydrogen strategy moving forward, and certainly for our planning for not only for our council but for our housing and for our hospital to continue to grow as the industry grows.
All right, mate. Well, good news, big announcement. A lot of people who came to Gladstone to be a part of that yesterday. Good to see them. We'll keep our finger on the pulse with it all, mate. We'll catch up later in the week because I know you're down in Brizzy at the moment.
Yep.
I'm sure there's going to be – oh, just quickly, COVID – what are we expecting there? Have you heard anything for today? I know we had no cases yesterday. Bit of a scare at the airport yesterday, but should be okay, do you think?
Oh, you never know, mate. It looks as if it was just a casual contact, most of them, which generally could mostly wear masks and all that at the airport. So that should be good. But yesterday was also highlighted by the Premier that, you know, the vaccination rates in Gladstone are still really low. We're only 53% of first doses in Gladstone, which, you know, all this talk of borders opening up and, you know, flooding in Victorians and New South Welshmen, you know, there's 1,700 cases of COVID in Victoria yesterday and over 600 in New South Wales, you know, and the feds are talking about opening up and getting everyone moving around. Well, you know, if half of Gladstone is only vaccinated, I have real concerns about, you know, what could potentially happen to Gladstone and what could potentially happen to our people. So if you're listening to this and you've got friends and family who are on the, you know, not sure whether they should get it or not, I'm highly suggesting you can walk up to the COVID clinic in the old Tate building and get yourself a jab. There's no, you don't have to book it anymore. You just walk on up and get the jab.
As easy as that. All right, no worries. Well, hopefully there'll be some good news, more good news coming out after 10 o'clock this morning. Butch, thank you, mate. We'll catch up later in the week.
Cheers, mate.
There's our state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher, here on 4CC. It's 8:45.